When we last had the opportunity to get together, we spoke about shlichus. We spoke about shlichus and the importance of recognizing our position as shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of whether you want to be a rav, a mechanech, to be in Kiruv, everybody, Mitch Hashem plans to be a father, a husband. Some of you are already husbands and fathers, to be mashpiyim. And I wanted to continue to learn together with you as chevedra b'nei Torah. I'm serious about learning, and I feel it would be an injustice not to learn together with you what the inyan of hashpah is on a deeper level. That's what I want to spend this year on, the times that we have together. It's only a few during the year. And the inyan of hashpah, and pnimius of what hashpah means, is to understand on our level the midah of yisayit, of what it means, hashpah. And there's such siyata d'shmaya, so I was going to talk to you about a little bit, as a hagdama, I was going to talk to you about a little bit outside. And then yesterday, there was such siyata d'shmaya, there was a tzaddik who came from Eretz Yisrael, I stopped by to say hello. And he brought me this, as a gift, this sefer that just came out a few days ago from the Chalban, from the tzaddik, the Chalban, Reb Chaim Cohen. This new sefer that's called Hakitzu V'Rananu. And I sat down and I opened up to the middle of the cipher just to take a look, and this struck me as exactly the thing that we're talking about. So I saw it as a siyata d'shmaya. So let's learn together for a few minutes, and we'll continue, Mitzvah Shem. It's pnimius shebe pnimius, and it's worded as everything we see with this amazing tzaddik I was able to see a few weeks ago. Everything is in very, very clear and simple levushim. Not complicated, not Kabbalistic, for each and every one of us to understand the inyan of hashpah. What's hashpah? What does it mean to be a mashpia? So, on page Resh Mem Zayin, where you see it says, Sherish Ba'ayos HaTzibur. Right, you have it? Look inside. L'tzareinu harav, if you have to do it very quickly, L'tzareinu harav, much to our anguish. Anu edim l'bayos gam besoch tzibur shlomei amuna Yisrael. We feel a great deal of anguish over this fact that there's lots and lots of difficulties, of problems that are unfolding. We're not talking about the world at large, within our world, within the tzibur of those who are maminim b'Hashem, of those who believe in God. And Hashem mitzvahs. Tofaos shel yovesh ruchani. There's an overall sense of spiritual dryness. Yovesh ruchani. You're going to be contending with this in whatever your role is going to be. Again, whether a Rebbe, a Rav, a father. There's a yovesh ruchani. There's a spiritual dryness, staleness. Banim ha'ezvim es hadat. Many of the children are leaving. They're leaving, and a lot of those who haven't left wish they could. His modeduyos v'kishlonos b'tayves ha'olam hazeh b'internet v'chol ha'sakonos ha'gedolos shebo. New challenges that we're confronted by, right, with the internet and tayves. Listen, the world has always been a marketplace of taivas, but it's never been so simple and so easy to indulge. This feeling of dryness, of emptiness, and dildul hamor haruchani, being detached from any spiritual light, enlightenment, hamalida shimum ubatlanus, which on the most basic level has given birth to a general sense of boredom. if you, I don't know if any of you have kids that are old enough to talk about this, but the battle cry of even the best kids nowadays, from the time that they're ready, pretty small, is, I'm bored. I'm bored. We're bored. And the kind of entertainment that the children expect, I'm talking about in the firmest communities, the kind of entertainment they're expecting, it's not like when I never would have dared to say to my father that I'm bored. I just wasn't brought up in that kind of a home, not because I was afraid, I just didn't think that it was something he'd be interested in. And we would take a stickball bat, which you could even just take out of your mom's broom. Just unscrew the broom. We used to do that. And just get a guy and get a Spalding. We used to get a ball for 15 cents. And we were in Gan Eden. You tell that to your kid nowadays to say, you know, parents need to have serious therapy. The need for entertainment, the feeling of boredom, the unbelievable desire for stimulation. It's never been like this. Ubatlanis, a feeling of boredom and nothing to do, which is, of course, an offshoot of the spiritual dryness. The ruchnius is not providing, the Yiddishkeit is not providing the excitement. It's not providing the excitement that he used to. Mivia nefashos rabos lios tzarche tarbus mekukalis has brought many of our children and adults to have a more intense need to dip into the culture, the filthy culture that we're living in, to take from the outside. Ulitzareinu chulsha zu enene kayemes rak etzel. No, and unfortunately, this is not only by the youth, it's not only by kids. Elagam etzel mevugarim bali mishpachas. By adults as well. Lamros orach hachayim b'Torah mitzvos, despite the fact that we're living a lifestyle of Torah mitzvos, nevertheless, kayim dildul v'yoyvish b'nefashos rabbos. There is this feeling of dryness, of staleness, of emptiness. Dildul zenavem chesaron begadlus. There's an overall feeling that we're not connected to something big. Chesaron begadlus. Listen carefully, the inyan of hashpah, what it means to be a shliach. A feeling of godless. Something bigger than me. Something bigger than my dalet amos. Something bigger than this little piece of narishkeit that I'm obsessing over this moment. We're missing a feeling of godless. Godless ruach. Oyshechayim. Oyshechayim. A rich life, a feeling of a rich life. Utchushas mashmos kodesh amuka umekifa. And this, we're missing this feeling of there being a holy meaningfulness, a deep, all-encompassing, holy meaningfulness that's missing. The Maamar HaRishon, which I subsequently went back to and learned, is a lot. The Sefer. The Maamar HaRishon Nagana B'Sheresh HaPnimi Shel Dildul Zeh. In the first Maamar, we touched upon the Sheresh, the root, the inner root of this detachment. Ubo Reinu Ad Kamet Tzarech L'Dabra El Nefashos Hador V'Derech Shel Gadlus Das V'Oimek Torah. And we spoke about how we must speak to this generation, we must address this generation in a way of godless. Godless das v'oymek Torah. Godless das v'oymek Torah. V'amnam im ilui hadas tzarech l'kasher gam es aviras achaim lo'es hagadlus. And together with lifting up the level of das, on a simple level, it means learning Torah in depth, both nigla and nister. About an hour ago, I went down to see the Kalev Rebbe. I'm very close to the Rebbe. He's here now. And I'm very close to him. By our simchis, and for many years I'm close to him. And he told me how it's such a pleasure to talk to the boys here. I said, what makes it such a pleasure? And the Rebbe said, they're thinking. He says, it's such a machaya to talk to young people who are thinking. That's what he said. An hour ago. They're thinking. They're thinking about what they're learning. They're thinking about decisions to make in life. They're coming here because they want to do something. They're thinking, not just because they're told do this and do that. That's what the Rebbe just told me. They're thinking. Together with elevated thoughts, we have to connect that to an avira sachaim la'isagot. We have to show this generation that their lives can be lives of godless. Something big. You know, even when you take a little kid, I have this, there's a, with the grandchildren, and with this one granddaughter in particular, she's a mischievous little girl. She gets herself into trouble. But the second that I give her, I say, come, you're going to help Zaidi. You're going to come help Zaidi. We're going to do this together. You're in charge. And I give her something to take care of. I give her something to do. And I said, only you could do this. Ilana Miriam, you're the only one that could do this. Zaidi needs you to do this. That little troublemaker becomes like a, she becomes an unbelievable, responsible, capable person. I mean, she's 3.5 years old. That's as big as you could be when you're so little. But she becomes a big little girl. If you handle with her about her narishkeit, then she, when you give her something, and you bring her to a place of godless, and a sense of shlichus godless, so then all of a sudden, this little child can become, right in a split second, is 3-4 years older. Therefore, that which penetrates to the depths of the soul, that awakens a person to be able to feel that his life is filled with holy meaningfulness, is a sense of shlichus. A sense of shlichus. I was sent here to do something. And feeling deeply connected to your shlichus. Hagoshas ashutfus bedover godel, to feel that you're partners. Your partners, you're a part with the Borei Olam, with the creator of the world. Bedover godel. In a big inyan. Bedover godel v'gorali. Godel v'gorali. Something that has a tremendous impact. B'chai Am Yisrael Kula, that affects the entire Am Yisrael. Zo ma'ashalein elohavin, this we must understand. V'hu ta'iv na'gedayla v'chashuva ma'ayin, ikra ha'sheva v'hayoy v'sharuchani sh'bekerev shalom yamun Yisrael. The Chalban says that the main cause, in his opinion, the main cause for this crisis and this unbelievable spiritual dryness and emptiness among frum people nowadays, noveya michisaron haasiya, vahihismasus lotseis al haam kulo, ulaor es achenu, bemaor hatar vakadusha, comes from a lack of commitment to going out to Am Yisrael, to the Jewish people, ulaor es achenu, to awaken our brothers, bemaor hatar vakadusha, with the light to awaken them, to excite them, with the light of Torah and Kedusha. Turn the page over. Now, the Tzaddik just said an interesting thing. He's talking about our spiritual dryness. Us. The Tzibur of Shlomei Emuni Yisrael, of God-fearing Jews, of Jews who are Shomer Torah Mitzvos. And he's saying the underlying sherish of our problem is that we're not going out to others and screaming about Yiddishkeit. So the obvious thought that you'll have is, but I'm not too thrilled about it myself. You know, I do what I'm told, but I'm not so excited. So what are you telling me, that the cure to my illness is to go excite others? That's exactly what he said. It's so true. The cure to that emptiness is become a mashpia. Become a shliach. Connect to something big. Feel and recognize that you're part of something big and you're doing something big in this world. In the Baruch Shalom's sugya of Am Yisrael, v'ha'inu shebenigul machshava shamesberim matzvichem iskansus v'tikun atzmi, He says, most of the time people think that if I'm going through something in my, like I have this spiritual problem, the tachlis, all I could do is I have to go deeper into myself, which means to cut yourself more off from the outside and to work more on my Mesil Shashav, my Chavis Lavavis, my inside, my Nefesh Chai, my Tanya, whatever you like. But the point is that most people, when they feel this spiritual emptiness, the normal response to that would be, how do I address this spiritual dryness? By going deeper into myself and trying to understand why am I feeling this? And to fill myself with something inside of myself, to fix something inside of myself. I mean, Mela, that will bring a greater sense of richness to my spiritual life. But what the Chalban is saying is that that's not true. Of course, he says, "Bavada lishnei yitzil hashpil achem." He says, "Ahei pechu anachal." Of course, no one's saying we shouldn't be doing these things and working on ourselves and looking into ourselves. 100%. No one's arguing with that. But what he's saying is, "Ahei pechu anachal ki b'shal she'adam ad sibo hador eino oseh shlichuso v'samitzvah hamutelus olav biyichud." Chalban says that when a person or a community or the generation is not committed and involved in its shlichus, and its own particular mitzvah, because as he's going to explain, and this form tells us, every generation has, we spoke a little bit about this before, a few weeks ago, has its own unique particular shlichus. Then in that vacuum, in that emptiness, there are all kinds of problems that come in. All kinds of bacteria fill that empty hole. When you're not busy with your shlichus, when you're not busy with godless, when you're not busy being mashpia, remember we spoke about that? That if you're not being torah, if you're not busy being maflit, giving and giving and giving, then you're going to be boleya. We spoke about that months ago. You're going to be boleya. Then you're going to be boleya. You're going to absorb from the sickness of this society that we're living in. Urefuoso, and the refuah is heyoso neman l'shlichuso v'tafkido, to be faithful to the shlichus and to the tafkid. Again, each person to try to understand more on a more particular level, what is my particular shlichus? That's something that could take time. Now, where does this come from? This is the mitzvahs. I gave the example of my granddaughter, but it's by everybody. That's how it works. When you do something, and you mashpia, and you feel that you're part of a shlichus, that's why a lot of times you'll see, if you go to out of town, how many of you guys are from out of, I mean, past New Jersey, how many of you are from out of town? I don't know if it's from big cities or little shtetlach, but I've seen this over the years when I've been to different places. You could take a guy that in Flatbush or the Five Towns, he's like half dead. He's half dead. He doesn't remember which part of Kriya Shema is, the first parsha or the last, but you know what I mean. He doesn't know where. He knows he's saying Kriya Shema. He doesn't know. Is that funny thing that the Mishabura talks about? Like, you're not, the words, I'm not sure if this is from the first or the last, you know, I don't know where I am in Kriya Shema. We used to take turns years ago when I was a teenager, to take turns who was on duty for that Friday night Kriya Shema. So one guy would be strong, and then he'd knock the other guy that was falling asleep. You go out of town, and you take some little Jew that when he was in Flatbush or the Five Towns or Muncie or whatever, or in Teaneck, whatever, one of the frum communities, you take this little Yid, and it wasn't happening. He was like, he was lost in Kriya Shema somewhere. And you put him into some shtetl, a smaller community somewhere, and they need him for the daf yomi, sometimes even to give the daf. And he could do it. And at first he says, I can't give the daf. I never did that in my life. I'm just a regular guy in yeshiva. I'm not. Look, we have here, there are 3-4 people that can do this. You went to yeshiva. Most of the people didn't have your background. You're giving the daf. And the guy sits for 2 weeks getting ready for this daf. It's a different life. You have a woman that over there. There's a small community she's involved with. There's a kala, but she's involved with this kala, and with teaching and getting teaching them a kala and working with the community. The second you give a person a shlichus, a tafkid, a gadlus, it could be in the smallest little shtetl, the person becomes huge. The same person who has no life, no chias over here, becomes huge. How is that? Well, where does that come from in the nefesh? We're going to take a little bit of a trip now. We might not finish today. We're going to talk about the midah of Yesod. Yesod? Yosef Atzad. Yosef is the mashbir, right? He's the mashbir. He was the one that was providing, that was doing, that was giving. Inyan zemushu besoyed ha-gadol ha-mavur besoyed ha-magdoishem ikr ha-bracha bo'lo odem ilamala b'shoshu oises v'tzayin Hashem ha-miyuchad lo. The main bracha that comes to a person is when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing in this world, your particular job in this world. Shu nekudas shlichusa ba'olam, which is the nekud of your shlichus in the world. Uklal ha-shefa l'ha-oros all the shefa, all the light, all the bracha you're going to experience in your life is rooted in that nekuda of your shlichas, of doing what you're supposed to be doing. The secret of this, of course, is rooted in the midah of yesod. Now, hayesod hu midas hashpa. Those of you who learned a little bit this svarim know that chesed gvur tiferes netzach yesod is the midah of hashpa, of being mashpia. You know that the male is the midah of yesod, in that configuration of male-female, the male is the midah of yesod, and the woman, the female, is the midah of malchus to receive, the kli to be makabel, the mashpia and the makabel. The yesod is the male quality, which is midas hashpa. Yesod, the role of Yesod in the spheres is to take all of the Shefa that comes from the higher spheres, and Yesod is Mashpia down into Malchus and into the Kalim of this world. That's Yesod. Now, this is an adult audience, so I don't think it takes much for you to imagine and to understand that as far as the Guf is concerned, you know that the body, of course, corresponds every part of the body. This is in the Pesach Elio. The right arm is Chesed, and the left Gvur. Every part of the body corresponds to one of the spheres. The midah of Yesod is the Bris. Right? That's obvious. That's Kedushas HaBris. And the Bris is the inyan of being Mashpia, to bring to the birth of a child. The wife is Makabel, and the Yesod is Mashpia. V'hinei mavur shel kol adam yesh midas Yesod. Every person has midas Yesod. Men and women, but the ikka is, of course, the midah of Yesod is a man, is a male quality. V'ibchinas hashlichus shebavur b'lo'elam. In Ruchnias, the inyan of Yesod is what I have to bring to the world. I was created to keep all of mitzvahs and learn, but I was created to bring something in particular, to bring down from above into the world through me. My role is Yesod. Yesod is the conduit through which the Shefa comes from above into the world. That's my job. Nekuda se yesod shebo, she oisa shlichus yichudis lo. The nekuda of yesod is that shlichus. He ha'oris nishmoso ha'atzmis, which is the light of one's soul, meaning of your soul. All Jews, but of your particular neshama. V'hi makor chiyusa. And that's the makor of your life. And I think you all know that the Arizal tells us in Shar Gagulim, but if you don't get that done in one lifetime, you come back for a second trip, or a third, or a fourth, or a fifth. You come back, and that's not a good thing to have to come back a lot. It's dangerous. The world is dangerous. None of us have been here for the first time. This is all, we're all on the frequent flyer. It's been already plenty of times we've been here. The Ari HaKadosh said already in his time there were very few Nun Neshamas, very few. It was by the Ari. Besod, betzadik b'menosa yichya. Betzadik b'menosa yichya. B'emunoso yichya, not b'emuna. To be faithful to your shlichus, emuna, v'hi oimenes hadasa. Ne'emonis means faithfulness. Zeshon Arayim Shemita Sayyasad and Hanamalayas Shefa Vichyas Elabashashim Sayyarevus Lashbiya. We see even in Gashmias. Again, it's not, we can't talk about things that are not nice to talk about at Tzibur. And he's saying it himself in a more discreet way. But everybody here understands that the Midah of Yesod itself is not filled with Shefa and Chiyas. It's not really alive. Elabashashim Sayyarevus Lashbiya. When there's a hisaris, even of that part of the body, to be mashpia, then it becomes an ever chai. You understand what I'm talking about? Then it's alive, because it's ready to be mashpia. Kenoide beside hayichud. Also, we only come to life as Jews when we're in a position to be mashpia to others, to bring down our koach into this world, and to be mashpia that brings us to life. This Urus of Yesod, again, Vamevin Yavin, this Urus of Yesod is at the time when it's when the Shefa is going to be given over to the Makabal. That's the Urus of Yesod. That's the Iker excitement in a person's life, is to be Mashpia. That's when the person is not empty and dry. We see that Hashpa is a shayrish gadol, l'chiyas ha'adam, for the chiyas of the person. Ki tzadiku b'chinas achiyas, that's what it means. Tzadik, of course, means yisod. Tzadik yisod olam. Tzadik is the mid of yisod. Yosef had tzadik. Binyamin had tzadik. Tzadik yisod olam. Tzadik is chiyas. Uvnayahu ben Yehoyada, ish chai rav pa'olam. Chai, rav pa'olam. Alive, doing Rav Pa'olim a lot. Kab Seal, he came from a place called Kab, he came from Kab Seal. Kab Seal means gathering together everything and giving it, and bringing it out, bringing it down. Ish Chai Rav Pa'olim. We saw Midas at Sadi, Shanikris Chai Ha'olamim, or Chai Ha'olamim, depends, Sfaradi, Ashkenazi, which Chassidus you come from. Vahainu Sheikar Achi is Bod Davka Mikoach Midas Ha'yasad. The Ikechias comes davke from the Midah of Yesod. Hashpa. V'hu b'shash ha'poril ha'shlichus ba'olam. It's when you're involved in your shlichus, when you're busy with your shlichus. Shul soid ha'ashpa sh'mashpia l'achem, which is the soid of being mashpia l'achem, besoid re'ei chai mim isha asher ahavta. The Isha is Malchus. The wife is Malchus. Asher Ahavta. The Iker is to be Mashpia. Even in a marriage, if I go into this now, that would be for a few hours, not for now. But in a marriage, if the wife is the one who's the Mashpia and the husband is the one who's Makabel, it's not good. The men were created to be Mashpia and the wife was created to be Makabel. A lot of the aggravation we're having within Klal Yisrael right now is men who are not Mashpia. You can take that any way you like. How that fits into your picture of life. But what I'm sharing with you is something that's clear in Kisvei Ha'ari and in the Zohar Kodesh. A man who is not Mashpia, and he becomes the Makabel, it's very, very dangerous. It's dangerous for the marriage. It's dangerous for the kids. It's dangerous for the spiritual health of both the husband and wife. Zoh Mashem Avur B'Svam HaPnimia. And this is what is explained in the Svarim HaPnimiyim. V'chein adav v'nikam mi'oymek ha'chayim atzvam. We see this from life itself. K'on aroim heitev ketzad chiyas gadol abal adam b'shashem uchubal ha'mesimah v'shlichus gadol. We see it just like my granddaughter. We see that a person is filled with excitement, with chiyas, when what? When Yesod is alive and well. When he's mashpia, when there's a shlichus. A big shlichus. She'yose gadol ha'michayiv ba'atzmam, which is much bigger than his own life. You could take a person who could chalila be like, not a good person, not good, but someone that's like Isaac and bad things, and you give him a job, you give him something big. It doesn't mean it's big galactically, but in that matzev that he's in, it's a big thing. You're in charge of this project for the shul. You're in charge of this inyan. And the person becomes filled with a feeling of a tafkid, of a shlichus. Yesod is alive. When Yesod is alive, I'm a mashpia. When I'm a mashpia, I'm filled with chiyas. That's how it works with being a mashpia. Chai. Avram Avinu began, the midah of Avram is chesed, began to be mashpia. Olam chesed yibana. Avraham is the oisius ever ma. Again, without going into Kabbalah in Yonim, it's the inyan of Avram Avinu is the koich of being mashpia, chesed, giving. V'uchash es chayev kechayim milei yoisha. You begin to feel that your life is filled with wealth. U'megama v'chashivas have purpose. I have chashivas. Most of the kids are not feeling. Not just the kids, the adults. Like, what's going on? I wonder what's happening. Like the day after the Super Bowl. I know. It must be half the item was committing suicide. The whole thing they had was the Super Bowl. They're looking for the Super Bowl. I heard the game turned out to be not much of a hush of a game. And then what's after the Super Bowl, Nabuch? What's after the Super Bowl? Like after New Year's, after Kratzmach, after the Super Bowl. What's after? Because the whole chiyus was connected to that, and then it's finished. It's done. But when you poil to something, a dava gadol, you become a gadol. Zumi nekuda says masu shlamida say yisoid b'chinas hatzadik sh'ikah chiyus haba b'shosh mashpil achem. Then your yisoid comes to life when you mashpil. Behed in nekuda zu, when that's missing, hareishu b'chinas meis. When the aver is not being mashpil, again, you understand what I'm talking about, then it's called an aver meis. It's not alive. Lo chayim lo le shafa, without life, without shafa. Ki zeu soid midas hayesoid. Because this is the secret, the mystery of midas hayesoid. Shel lo bechinas hashpa harei kudover lo chayim klal. When it's not mashpia, it's like it's not alive. Benigud l'shar evari ha'odom. When it comes to the other limbs and organs of a person, shepulosim higam l'man atzmam. They're more wrapped up into themselves. But that part of the body, the kedusha sabris, is dafka when it's mashpia, then it's alive. The rest of the body, it's in itself. Hine bebechinas hayesoid ein lo chiyus elu b'shol shu poil lashpia v'havein. Understand this. Oid mevuzam she yesoid nikra kol. He kol ba shemayim bor. So chol Hashem agadula is chesed gvur is gvur teferes netzach. What kol? He kol ba shemayim. Kol is the mid of yesod of tzaddik that connects heaven and earth. We move on to kolel as kol hakoyches achayim. The word kol means to bring together, kolel, all the koyches of life. V'mahavin nekudas merkaz avuram. It's the center that joins everything together. Mashmos hadovihi shekol hashefa v'abroch haboim l'odem heimetu amim lefi hanidrus l'bishvil shlichusa. That means Hashem has given each and every one of us exactly the koyches that we need. Kol. Kol ma'asha anachnu tzrichim, Hashem has given us in order to be able to carry out the shlichus. Each person according to what he has to carry out in this world. Zesoyt tchunas ha'oifi, this is the secret, the mystery of the different personalities and the different characteristics of people. And the circumstances of your life. Why were you born in this place, to this family? Why is it that you Davka had an interest in a certain Indian when you were younger to look into this, to study that? All of the conditions of life. Shenitn lo b'meduyak, that have been given to each person b'meduyak. Exactly. L'fi tafkidom shlichuso le'poch shlo yaisa. Not more, not less. We move on to that. Kol nesunei chayim hem ein emtsayim b'shvil hashpah sabolim. All that we've been given in life, both physically and spiritually, were given to us, Hashem's tzaddikim, for the simple purpose of being mashpia. All that we have, kol, ki kol b'shamayim v'aretz, b'shamayim and ruchnis, u'v'aretz and gashmis, is for that one thing, ki kol b'shamayim v'aretz, l'cha Hashem ha'mam locha, to be mashpia, malchus Hashem, to build the mamlocha, to build malchus Hashem in this world. V'meila gam heim, ena moitzim mishlamusim astachasim, elu b'shoa Hashem mechubarim l'tachlis g'day l'zu. Therefore, all the koiches that we have, all the talents and skills, will not be fully realized unless what? Unless they're connected to this big tachlis, the shlichus, the tafkid. Shebavura nitnu l'odim, that's why they were given to us. Moshe l'chayal ha'oites amut halav, next page. This can be compared to a soldier who's doing what he's supposed to. Shaz bevadi hu makabel tziyud v'siyum mimefaktov. When the soldier is given the equipment that he needs to carry out his job. If this soldier has to watch the border, then he's given the right kind of binoculars and whatever, telescopes, whatever they use. He's given the equipment that he needs. If the other soldier has to climb up to someplace, he's given the right kind of stuff that he needs to climb. Each soldier is given the kelim that he needs to carry out his job. But if you have a soldier that he comes to do the job and he comes with the wrong stuff, or he comes with the right stuff, but he goes to the wrong place with that stuff. He doesn't get the equipment at all. And then the equipment that he does have, it's bothering him because he's schlepping something that's only going to hold him back. It's not him. It's not what he's supposed to be doing. So what are you schlepping this? Most of my time I have to spend talking to Chavetz and tell him, get rid of that. That's not for you. That doesn't belong on your, you know, like Batman had that belt, you know, with everything in it. You don't need that in your belt. Get rid of that. That doesn't belong to you. Sometimes it's a girl. That's not for you, this girl. It's weighing you down. I like it. It's weighing you down. It's against what you have to do in this world. It's somebody else's girl, it's not yours. It's weighing you down. Every Jew has received from above, Chesed Gvur Tiferes Netzach Chai, has received a big light, big R. And he was created, Kedesh Yanik Oysel Achem, Yesoid, Mashpia, Hala, Weiter. V'umamish K'moi Hatzdoke, Shom Chom, Asek B'Shvil Shetesash, V'Chazal say, give Maiser, give Tzedoke, and it will make you wealthier. You're feeling empty, you're feeling lifeless, you have nothing to you, give. And if you give, you'll come to life. Give tzedakah, you'll become rich. Give from the aura that you received, all the iris, not just money, all the iris of your life. Give, and you'll be alive. Chai. Ish chai, Rav Paul. I'm so sorry. I got it. Amisha makabel momen rav v'shoimer la'atzmai. Write it down. I don't want to talk about it, but just let's try to finish. A person who gets a lot of money and he keeps it to himself, then it's what? Then it's what is he keeps the money, he hoards the money. It turns out to be something that's bad for him. What do you think? The money you got was for you? I mean, take what you need, but that's not for you. The whole Oisha is for you. The nimsa shub b'chin is gezel. Therefore it hurts you, it's gezel. All of the shefa that we get in our lives, whatever Hashem gave us, yisoid. Vim ha'egel hifzik linok, then ha'cholof posei gam mehapara. And if they're not drinking from what you have to offer, if you don't have something to be makabel from what you were created to be mashpia, then the same way that if no one's drinking the cow's milk, then there's no calf to drink the cow's milk, so Chazal say, then the milk stops. Then you become dry and empty. Then the cow doesn't have anything anymore. The cow dries up. Stops nursing. No one's drinking from the cow. Cow dries up. Finished. The chlaldov is a notes yisoid gadol. We're learning here a big yisoid. V'unekudas ha'merkas shel adam b'torah mitzvos, which is the center point of our lives in Torah mitzvos. Will be yinin hush'af al pi shekol yisoid nitzdavu k'archa b'chol Torah mitzvos. Even though Hashem gave us all the Torah together at HaSinai, v'kulam chayavim l'kayim kol ha-mitzvos, we have to keep all the mitzvos. Mikol mokom l'kol adam yisoid yesh nekuda yikaris b'soid tikkun nafshei kanoide. The Sfarim tell us that every single Jew has something, we keep all mitzvos, but there's something in your life that is tikkun nafshei kanoide. The tikkun of your soul in this Gilgul depends on it. And all the Gilgul. Zeh soid ha-pasuk shelo b'Torah. And that's why each one of us has a pasuk in the Torah. Look what we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, the pasuk that's connected to this, the Indian that's found in the Shalosh Siddur, that some people say the psukim with your names, with the Rosh Tavis. And the name of a person is obviously connected very much to it. Ki ha-Torah makbilu l'klolos nishmas Yisrael, every Jew has his pasuk. V'ayfen she'esh l'kol echem Yisrael, pasuk yichudi besoid sharish nishmasa, which is the sharish of his neshama. Why is it that some people are Meshuggah about Gemara, and some people are Meshuggah about Halacha, and some people are Meshuggah about Hashkafa, and this is Musa, this is Chassidus. Each person's B'mokam Sheli Boi Chaf is the Gemara Nevada Zohar. B'mokam Sheli Boi Chaf, La'ilam Yilmad Adam, B'mokam Sheli Boi Chaf. Li Boi Chaf is your Shlichus. That's your Hashpa. Nekuda shaychusa b'Torah. That's the nekuda of what you have to be misakin in this world. Of course, you learn everything, but that's the nekuda of your shaychus to this world. We already spoke about, like the Gemara says, that one Amar with the Esiyat Amar, what was your father's Indian? So he says, this one was Tefillin, this one was Tzitzis. Meaning, what was his B'mai Zohir Tefei, what was his Indian? I'm trying to understand, because usually this, oftentimes, not always, this often goes down with the Mishpocha, from a Moil to the next generation is also a Moil. There's an Indian with a whole unit of a family, where the Neshamas are connected, to bring the aura of Bris Mila into the world. So the grandfather, the great-grandfather, the Moil, the Mishpocha, whatever it is, this is what Arizal talks about this. The yisod of who you are is that nekud of yisod. And from there comes all of your chiyas in being a Jew, and being alive in this world, and being a father, being a husband, being a rabbi, being a rav, being a meriderech, whatever it is, being a good boss. And if that yisod is missing, Soid ha-mitzvah ha-yichudis shel ha-adam azayovo dildul l'kol ma'arechas ha-torah v'ha-mitzvah, that all of your Torah mitzvahs feels empty and dry and without any chiyas. Ki ha-yisoid hu nekudas ha-chiyas l'kol ha-bechines ha-cheres k'muvo ha-hetev yisifri ha-soid. And you'll get the sefer, we're not going to have time to learn that. He brings from Rav Kook over here at the back of the sefer, he brings from Rav Kook murdered pieces from Rav Kook on this Indian. I'm sorry, maybe we have 30 seconds on the yapper you want. You raised your hand before?
Yes.
How do I know what my tafkid is?
That's a different question.
Okay.
is this proper also for giving chiyus to women, for them to be given relevant, meaning like Rabbi's granddaughter, for the meaning is, I know she's only 3.5 years old, but meaning for to invigorate a woman's avodas Hashem also by giving her a tafkid of mashpia?
You can go up to 6 or 7. Is it? Yaakov's asking a good question. And it's a practical question. The answer to that is, for some people it is, for most people it's not. And we see that very much in our generation, since we see, Reb Sadik wrote about this in many places, that at the end of time, in this generation, the biggest Nisayon is in the Nisayon of Yisayon. And that's why there's a lot of problems with Tum, with all these things. If a person, this Rabbi Nachman and other Tzaddikim say, Reb Sadik, that if you're Mashpia to somebody you're not supposed to be Mashpia to, it's an Indian of Eishasiv, you understand. In other words, if you're teaching a woman Torah, and you're getting all into it, and it's not supposed to be, for whatever reason, there's a machshav eschutz, then it's an inyan of eshes ish. So it's a bechina of ni'uf, mamish. So when I say, some people yes, most people no, everybody's different. And a person has to be honest with himself. That's not such a popular commodity. So, teaching women, teaching girls, what exactly is the misgeris of how that's done? Rabbim, privately, counseling, teaching, these are big, big questions, and each person has to know himself, which is a hard thing.
I'm saying for having a woman become the mashpia, meaning giving a woman a tafkid.
Women being mashpia, absolutely, the women also, I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood,
sorry.
Women also, and it's my fault, women also have, it was important I said that anyway. Women, of course, also. That's what you said before. Every Jew has, everybody has yisod. With a woman, it's less of a need. In other words, when you see a woman that she wants to fix the whole world, it's a modern thing. It's a little bit modern. When you see a woman that wants to fix her family, that's healthy. I'm not saying that every woman that wants to change the world is not healthy, but I'm saying it's an unusual thing, and it has to be. One has to be very cautious when you see such a thing. It's not so posh. Not so much, but they certainly have the need of being mashpia, 100%. 100% they have the need of being mashpia. But a woman can only be effective as a mashpia if she's receiving from somewhere else and she feels connected and happy in that relationship, then she could be a healthy mashpia. But if she's not in that place of being makabel from yisod, then it's not so posh. And the same thing with a man. If a man is not married and there's no connection of yisod and malchus in his personal life, it's not so pushed with Ashpa. I'm only saying birimis are things that need much more discussion. It's not for now, but they're important in Yonim. It's not so pushed. When you're missing Yisoid Malchus, it's not so pushed. It's not so pushed. So we're living in times when you see the people that they're officially in positions of Mashpia, and then lo aleinu, you find out that the person was a Mushchus. The person was a Mushchus in the Yonim of Znus and Niuf. It's this. It's the. It, there's a very thin divider between Hashpah and Kedusha and Chalila, Hashchos and Tumah. Very, very thin divider between the two. And people that cross over become big, big Mushchos and Hashem Yarachim. He should have been a taxi driver instead. He was in the wrong position. He should never have been a rover or a mechanic. He should have been a taxi driver. And even then, he shouldn't be with Yichud in the taxi either. So these are big, big questions. We'll try to address some of these over time. Shkach, I'm sorry I kept you a little bit. There's no shiur coming, I hope. I need to throw it.